Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Happy Friday, school leaders, and welcome to your Morning Boost by AWB Education. And boy, are we ready for this Friday. We've made it through the shortest, longest month of the year, known as February, and spring break for most of us is right on the horizon. So let's shake off those winter doldrums and finish the year strong, and it's going to start with a dose of some positive leadership. Now, we know February can feel like a marathon in a sprint suit, can't it? But we're here, and it's time to inject some much-needed positivity into our buildings as we head down this final stretch. Remember, your attitude as a leader, it sets the tone for your entire school district or building. So how do we cultivate a positive atmosphere as we emerge from winter and look towards spring? We're going to start by celebrating some small wins. Don't wait for the big achievements to acknowledge progress. Did a teacher implement a new teaching strategy? Did a student make a significant improvement? Did your team successfully pull off a challenging event? Celebrate these wins, big and small, and try to publicly acknowledge them. Send a quick email of appreciation or even just stop by and offer a fist bump and a word of encouragement. These small gestures have a huge impact on morale. And then a simple thank you can go a long way. Express gratitude to your teachers, your staff, your students, and even your parents. If you live in the same area of the world that I do, the last couple weeks have been a challenge for parents. We've had a snow day. We've had multiple days where we were late start because of cold. That's hard on parents. Thank them for getting their kids to school when they could and making those arrangements to make the time happen just to make sure that our kids are safe. Let them know that their efforts are valued and appreciated. A culture of gratitude fosters a sense of belonging, and it just helps motivate everyone to keep pushing forward. Now, it's also easy to get bogged down on the challenges and the to-do list, but make a conscious effort to focus on the positive aspects of your school. What are you doing well? What are you proud of? What are you looking forward to? By focusing on the positive, we create a more optimistic and hopeful environment. Next, don't forget, connect with your staff on a personal level. Take a few minutes to chat with your teachers and staff about something other than work. Ask them what they're doing or if they have any plans for spring break or maybe something that they're passionate about. These personal connections, they build rapport and it helps create a sense of community amongst your team. Also, inject some fun if you can into the school day. This is a good time to plan a fun activity, a dress-up day, or even just a casual staff gathering. A little bit of fun, it can go a long way in boosting morale and helping reduce stress. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Even a simple gesture can make a difference. It's also a good time to think about communicating our vision for the remainder of the year. Remind our staff and students about the goals and the vision for the rest of the school year. It provides a sense of direction and purpose, and it helps everyone stay focused on that end goal. Now, the last tip I have for you is probably honestly the most important tip. Make sure you take care of yourself. Leadership, it can be very demanding, and it's easy to neglect our own well-being. Make sure we are getting enough rest, eating healthy, and taking time for ourselves. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Your positive attitude starts with your well-being. Don't forget about yourself. As we head into spring break and the final months of the school year, we're going to go out there and lead with positivity, celebrate our successes, and create a supportive and encouraging environment for everyone in our buildings. You got this. Let's finish strong. That's it for today's Your Morning Boost. Have a fantastic, restful, and rejuvenating weekend and spring break when that time comes for you. Remember, your leadership makes a difference. Thank you for doing the job that only a few can do. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.